Thanks, councillors. Welcome, everybody. May the words of our lips and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Councillor Hiscott is on his way. He's going to be running a few minutes late, so he's not exactly an apology. He's just on his way. So we'll move straight on to 1.1, the confirmation of the minutes. Can I have somebody move that they be confirmed, please?
So moved.
Thanks, Councillor Viney. Seconded Councillor Overton. Any queries on those minutes? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 2.1 is Councillor Workshops. There's a list there. Can I have somebody move that the report be received? Thanks, Councillor Diprose. Seconder, please. Councillor Beswick. Any queries on those workshops? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 3.1 is the Mayor's Communications. I have nothing to report. 3.2 is the Mayor's Diary. There's a list there. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Beswick. A seconder, please. Councillor Fuller. Any queries on those, on the diary?
I'd like to congratulate the Mayor on her win in the Leaving Yacht Club opening day at the weekend. It was good to see her get out there with the fleet of yachts. And I believe you won the trophy, Mayor. Would you like to explain the trophy to the community?
Thank you, Councillor Beswick. Yes, I won the Polly's Cracker Award, which was the award for the fastest politician, the winning boat, I guess, that carried the so-called politicians, of which I was grouped among those. Our boat came in fifth on the day. One other politician was disqualified and another one was well behind us in the fleet. So a very successful day all round. But what was really good about the day was to see Joan Rylar cut the ribbon on the foreshore area on the platform and the new ramps there, because she certainly did a lot of work in getting that work, you know, completed in her time as member for Braddon. Any other questions? Councillor Diprose.
Yes, Mayor, I just wanted to know what you thought of the information session for the West Ulverston Child and Family Learning Centre.
Yes. It was really exciting to be involved and have a look at the possibilities and what we were trying to, you know, achieve in West Ulverston with the Child and Family Learning Centre. And I guess they'll get a group together of community and people to look at the progress and how that can be developed over the next couple of years. It's probably looking to be open around 23, I think.
I know how important it is, the East Devonport one, to the community over there. So it's just, yeah, it's fantastic to think that we're going to get this service over at West Ulverston.
Very special. No other queries? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 3.3 is declarations of interest. Anybody wishing to declare? No. 4.1 is councillor reports. Any councillors who are appointed by council to community other organisations wish to report? Yeah, Councillor Overton.
Yes, Mayor. I attended the Chamber of Commerce meeting on the 8th of September, and but there was a great discussion. They've put together a bingo promotion to help support the local, encourage people to shop locally, where they collect receipts from quite a few participating businesses and send them in, and there's a prizes for the winners at the end of it all. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. 5.1 is leave of absence and there are no applications. 6.1 is deputations, there are none. 7.1 is petitions. We've received a petition to revert the Buttons Beach to Fish Pond stretch of beach in Ulverston to a dog exercise area. Can I have somebody move that that petition be received, please?
So moved, Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Van Ruin. A seconder, please. Yeah. Councillor Viney. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 8.1 is councillor questions without notice. Councillor Van Ryn.
No, Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Beswick.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Duprose.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Viney.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Overton.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Fuller.
No, thank you, Mayor.
Councillor Hiscott's not here. Councillor Carpenter.
No, thanks, Mayor.
Myself, I don't have any questions. 8.2 is councillor questions on notice, and no questions have been received. 9.1 is public question time, and no questions were received. To move on to general management, 10.1, the minutes and notes of committees of the council and other organisations. There's quite a list there. Can I have somebody move that they be received? Thanks, Councillor Fuller. Seconded, Councillor Duprose. Any queries on those minutes? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. Great to see as part of the Cradle Coast Authority meeting that there was the continuation of the conversation about the shared services project with councils across the northwest. Obviously, COVID has set us a little bit behind our intended timeline to get some of those things underway. And because we've had that interruption, I noticed that it was noted there that the year one actions had been agreed by the general managers. So through you, Mayor, I was just wondering whether or not we had managed to budget for some of those actions in the current financial year that we're in, or is there any impost to us being able to participate with the other general managers to progress those?
There's no impost on councils as part of that. We're working with the Cradle Coast Authority, and they've also received some funding to help with those projects as well.
Thank you.
No other queries on those minutes, Councillor Beswick.
Yes, Mayor, under the Community Safety Partnership, I noted there that there's still some work or a report going to be done for the James Street entry of the... ..to give us an update on what plans are for that area, because it's something that's been ongoing for quite a while.
Certainly when we met there, the request or the agreement then was to remove those bollards, which I believe were removed the next day. But Paul, would you like to talk to what... Yes. Are you able to find a microphone at the bottom there, thanks?
Yes, the next stage is basically to monitor the traffic movements around the western entrance to the school, in around James Street and the side street. We'll then look at options regarding crossing safety more than vehicle safety. And we also need to look at the extension further south of the bollard removal as to whether that's feasible or not. And effectively it's a monitor and see situation once school comes back. That was at the time of COVID, so there was no school back when that was happening. So that's still to be conducted.
Any other queries on those minutes? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. Welcome, Councillor Hiscott. Councillor Hiscott, did you have any questions of the... Thank you. 10.2 is correspondence addressed to Mayor and councillors. There's a schedule there, and there was an updated schedule circulated for everybody. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please? Aye. Thanks, Councillor Viney. Seconded, Councillor Beswick. If there's no queries on that correspondence, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.3 is the common seal. There's a report there. Can I have somebody move that that be received? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconded, Councillor Fuller. Any queries on those items on the common seal? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. Contracts and agreements? I think no. We've got a schedule there. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please?
So move, Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Beswick. Seconded, Councillor Viney. Any queries on those contracts and agreements? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. Move on to community services, 10.5 statutory determinations. There's a schedule there. Can I have somebody move that that be received? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconded Councillor Diprose. Any queries on those determinations?
No queries, Mayor, but obviously the planning staff have still been very busy this month. We're sort of getting sort of 27 to 30 towards that applications. It's great to see that the community is keen to support more development with new dwellings, new sheds, which is good for the building industry, good for the community as a whole. So it's great to see us bubbling along in a good fashion at the moment, Mayor.
Motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. I'm going to vacate the chair now to allow me to move an alternate motion for the following item, and I'd like to ask the Deputy Mayor to take the chair.
Thanks, Mayor. We come to item 10.6 and petition revert the Buttons Beach to Fishpond stretch of beach in Ulverston to a dog exercise area. We have an alternate resolution. I'll ask Councillor Bond to move that.
Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. Yes, I'd like to move that the Council, in relation to the 2020 dog management policy, which is to come into effect on the 1st of October 2020, determined to modify the policy to reflect the following in relation to designated areas at Buttons Beach. A, Buttons Beach between Buttons Creek to the eastern end of the overflow caravan park be designated as restricted area. B, Buttons Beach from the eastern end of the overflow caravan park to the most eastern beach access be designated as an exercise area. And C, Buttons Beach from the most eastern beach access to the fish pond be designated as a prohibited area. And further, that in relation to the 2020 dog management policy, which is to come into effect on the 1st of October 2020, determined to modify the policy to reflect the following in relation to the designated area at Turner's Beach. A, Turner's Beach, Fourth River to the western side from Boys Street to Bridge Bass Highway be designated as a restricted area.
Seconded for that resolution, seconded Councillor Beswick.
Second that, thanks.
Mayor, would you like to speak to your motion now?
I would, thank you. Reviewing the dog management policy has certainly not been a simple process, and the level of community engagement that we've had on this has certainly certainly highlighted the importance of the dogs to the health and well-being of our community. But we're also very mindful that many members of the community don't want to be confronted by dogs off lead, particularly on our beaches and some of our public spaces. And there's been incidents of attacks and people, that haven't been happy to see dogs without their leads. So it is really important that we find some sort of acceptable balance, and I think we were trying to do that when we set the dog management policy. And I know that we're never going to get it right for everybody, but I think if we can get it right for the majority of our community, then we're doing a good job. Since the 2020 dog management policy was passed at the August Council meeting, we've received the petition in relation to East Ulverston section of Buttons Beach. And there's been considerable angst in the community. We've had media attention, and I've had several requests to meet with residents. Out of those discussions, I believe we can achieve a better balance to this section of the beach to suit all users. It seems that the exercise area from Leven River to Victoria Street is too small for the number of people using it, and many people feel intimidated by the larger dogs not under control. East Ulverston has a long section of beach, and what I would like to propose is that from Buttons Creek to the end of the overflow caravan park remains as restricted, That gives people the opportunity to walk safely with their dogs on lead and other people not be approached with dogs off lead. It also means in the summertime that people in the caravan park can go and swim and use that area of the beach without being interrupted by dogs off lead. The next section is probably the largest section of that beach, from the end of the caravan park right up to the last access point along Beach Road. And I think by giving people the area to that area to exercise their dogs, they're not actually interfering with any of the main section of that beach. They're quite free to let their dog run and in the sea and really enjoy that section of the beach. The last section, we hadn't considered prohibiting that, but it actually came through one of the suggestions that of a resident, that there is a large area of wildlife and bird life in that section of the beach, and I think it would be really good to protect that from dogs running in that area. And I think lastly, the one at Turner's Beach, we've also had some correspondence, and while we tried to get a good balance at Turner's Beach, I think perhaps the river section of that wasn't such a good balance. We started out with it being exercise, and then we went from exercise right through to prohibited. And I think dogs on lead and being restricted, I think, is a really good solution for that. We've got a lot of work to do with our community once this policy comes into place on the 1st of October. It's just the start when this comes in, and we've got signage and enforcement, and that might be one part of it. But I'd also like to think that we can work together with our community on really positive ways to make sure that we have responsible dog ownership and that everybody can enjoy the sections of our beaches and that everybody can enjoy the beautiful spaces of our public parks.
Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you.
Any other councillors wishing to comment? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. I'm happy to support Councillor Bond's alternative motion and response and thank her for her work as the spokesperson for the council. She's had a bit of a burden to bear during the process of redoing the dog management policy. It's always a difficult one whenever any council does it. And of course, how blessed we are to live in a part of the world where we have beaches that we can designate for dogs and beaches for no dogs and beaches where children can play and beaches for surf life saving. And I never take that for granted. That's what I always come back to. I have had some concerns that making this change might create a bit of confusion. Part of our approach with the other policy was to remove the ambiguity so the people knew whether it was a green zone, an orange zone or a red zone. It doesn't get any clearer than that. Everybody knows how to interpret those sort of rules. But I believe that... that Councillor Bond is right when she raises that issue, as community members have raised with her, that the safety issues that we face of taking a large section of our community of dog owners and directing them all to that off-lead area between Victoria Street and the break wall. So I think primarily for me, in the name of safety, I think it's a good opportunity for us to give them a bit more room to move. And I hope that now that we've been able to have this conversation with our community about what we should or shouldn't do, that those people will become fans of the new policy, that they will help us to change the culture that sees some people not doing the right thing and having dogs running around where they shouldn't be, that can intimidate the old, the young and the infirm and just people that don't like dogs. So hopefully those people that have signed the petition and been talking to the mayor will become supporters and together we can move away from a culture in our community where I'm too scared to ask you to put your dog on a lead because I'm too scared about, you know, the conversation that's going to ensue. It would be great if I can feel confident in just reminding you what the rules are and you can say, oh, yep, sorry, that's my error, I made a mistake, yep, I can fix that straight away. So As I said, I think it's an improvement, and I'm happy to support the motion and encourage others to do so.
Thank you, Councillor Fuller. Councillor Viney?
Yes, I'll be voting in support of the resolution. I believe we're fortunate we've had the opportunity to amend the policy before it actually comes into effect for the purposes of signage and public understanding. But it's certainly not something we should address on a regular basis. I just hope this is an equitable balance for all users of our beaches. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Viney. Councillor Beswick.
Yes, thanks, Deputy Mayor. I will also be supporting the policy, and I thank the Mayor for engaging with the community to come up with a solution which, yes and no, we perhaps could have said that we're happy with our original policy, and we can't go changing policies willy-nilly. So I support what Councillor Viney said as well. The petition that's interesting was only a small petition, and I had a bit of a look at the numbers in there, that there was actually only two-thirds of the people probably within walking distance of that beach. But I take on board, we've been dog owners for 40 years, and I was allowed to quote my wife, that there are a lot of more important things in the world at the moment than perhaps where we can walk our dogs. Where some people might think it's a right to be able to walk their dog where they want, how they want, and so forth, with rights come responsibilities, and I would encourage everybody that is a dog owner to do the responsible thing. Don't flout the new rules, except that in the end, yes, there's some changes, and yes, we're going to need to get used to it, but in the end, it's all for the greater good. It was a shame that the stories got into the Advocate, and I felt so sorry for the lady that was on the front page of the paper, where she'd unfortunately been attacked by a dog in an off-lead area on the beach. So we need to, know our own dogs, and if we know that they are perhaps can be a little bit prone to be aggressive, we need to keep them on the lead, walk them on the lead. They're still getting exercised. So I'll be supporting the motion, and I think it's a good solution. I thank Mayor Bond for allowing the Turners Beach area to go onto there, because I think that just sorts out another little area before we get all our signage and everything done. And again, I just encourage all dog owners to be responsible. Pick up your dog poo. The bags aren't there for you for every time. You have your own bags, and don't complain if there's no bags in the council's receptacle, because they're there for emergencies. It's part of responsible dog ownership. But yeah, I commend the Mayor for the resolution that's been put to us tonight, and I look forward to getting it out there and for the people to embrace it.
Thanks, Councillor Beswick. Any other councillors wish to? Councillor Hiscott.
Yeah, just to throw support behind the alternate resolution that's been put forward. Also to commend the Mayor and the other councillors on coming up with a good solution that finds the right balance. And just to echo the fact that now it is on the community to uphold what's been put forth, and for everyone to work together to make this work better from now on. So just wanted to also throw the support behind and commend it. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Anyone else?
Thanks, Deputy Mayor. Look, I don't disagree with anything that's been said, but I think that during this debate that we've had with the dog policy, it's been forgotten that the beach belongs to everybody, and that we have to try and strike a balance so that everybody can feel safe and feel free to walk on the beach and not be harassed by free-range dogs. I hope and I trust that we've got it right now, and I look forward to continue to walk my dog on the beach every day. But we have got a fair bit of education to do out there in the general community. Today on the Victoria Street beach, from the Victoria Street to the river, I counted 22 dogs. There were 7 dogs were loose. While most of those dogs that were loose were behaved, there were some that would rush up and intimidate people, jump up on people, And I think dog owners need to be mindful of this, that some people don't like dogs. They don't like dogs jumping up on them. But also the owners of small dogs, like our little ball of fluff, needs to be protected from the big dogs. And at the moment, he's too frightened to go anywhere near a big dog because he has been attacked a couple of times. So I just hope that everybody takes a responsible attitude on this problem. I don't believe we're the only municipality with this sort of a problem, and it has taken up a lot of our time, and we thought that we had it right, but anyway, let's hope that we've got it right this time.
Thanks, Councillor Van Ruin. Any other councillors? Thanks, everyone. Just for what it's worth, from me, I do believe there's a large majority of our people out there that want to walk on the beach without being harassed by dogs. And as Councillor Van Ruin, the beach is there for everyone and not just a certain few. If there's a commendation out of this, it's the fact that you've been able to work with people, I suppose, and listen. Whether they're the minority or the majority, it's irrespective. Councillors listen and decided, and by listening to the debate tonight, will change to this new resolution. I have real concerns about compliance of our dog policy, and I think going forward into the next year when we set fees and charges and budgets, we're going to have to really seriously look at compliance. But council doesn't want to be a police officer either. So compliance and clear signage and education is a must. And as most councillors have stated around the table tonight, I think respect goes a long, long way to all that and make our life a lot easier, wouldn't it? I'd also like to see some 6-monthly data-based info. So whenever we come to discuss this again, we have some clear info on whether there's been dog attacks, dog charges, what beats have been on, people being harassed by dogs, so we can make some evidence-based decisions. And I think that would help us out in the future. But anyhow, that's my 2 cents worth. If there's been no more speakers, I will put the alternate resolution 10.6 to the vote. Oh, Mayor, I told you should have had to remind me. I'll allow you to close. I nearly stopped you.
I don't think there's probably any need for me to close. It's always heartwarming, I think, when you actually sit down with people, instead of going to the paper or going to a petition or something like that, when you actually sit down and get the people in the room and you can try and work something out, that's what we want in every situation. We know that we can't please everybody all of the time, and there's going to be people that aren't happy with this decision, but I think what we have tried to do is strike a really good balance here and doing the best that we can to be fair for everybody. So yes, I'd like to commend the motion.
Thanks, Mayor. I nearly stopped you. I'll put 10.6, the alternate resolution, to the vote. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any against? Motion carried. Thanks, Mayor.
Jerry says.
I don't get in that position very often, so I might as well have every bit of opportunity that I can. Thank you, Councillor Carpenter. Ten point seven, Council acting as a planning authority. Can I have somebody move that the report be received, please?
So moved, Mayor.
Councillor Diprose, seconded Councillor Van Ruin. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.8 is the draft amendment to the Central Coast Interim Planning Scheme. There's a report there. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution?
Yes, Mayor, I'd be happy to move that.
Thanks, Councillor Van Ruin. A seconder, Councillor Hiscott. Councillor Van Ruin, would you like to speak to this?
Thank you, Mayor. To me, the rezoning of these three blocks of land in the middle of a local business district in West Ulverston makes sense. I mean, we have always been against spot zoning, and basically what we've got at the moment is spot zoning. We've got three blocks in the middle of the local business area. I think it would make good planning if they were rezoned. maybe people could be encouraged to start up a new business or expand the existing business in the area. And I just think it makes good sense.
Speakers. Councillor Beswick.
Yes, Mayor, having lived just a few hundred metres away from where this is, originally Lowler Street used to go straight through the train line there, so this area has sort of been split off from the rest of the residential area because of the train line, of the crossing being removed. So again, I support the motion. It's a great little spot for a small business set up or whatever, and it gets rid of, as Councillor Van Ruin said, it gets rid of the pocket of probably an area that has been zoned wrong only probably since the crossing went through, where you could actually drive straight through the residential area. So I think it's a great move. Thank you.
Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. And while I have no reasons to disagree with the recommendation or the spokespeople before me, I just want to take this opportunity to make the point that small business that operate in areas where there is still residential occupation need to be respectful of the fact that there is still residential occupation and they have an entitlement to be there. And, you know, they obviously can put in complaints or whatever if they need to. That is a busy little part of our community, a busy little hub, busy streets. Panel beaters, bottle shops, takeaway food, it's a very busy space. But until such time as those properties are used for business, they are the homes of people. And I think sometimes we just need to be mindful of that. That's all I ask. But otherwise, supporting the recommendation. Thank you.
Speakers? All right, I'll put the motion. Oh, you didn't want to close, Councillor?
Just in response to Councillor Fuller's comments, I note in the report that the owners of these properties have not lodged an objection to the rezoning and seem quite happy with it. So, you know, that gives us extra support, I guess, when we see if we can get this land rezoned. Thank you.
So I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. The next item at 10.9 is again to agree to initiate the process for an amendment at 640 4th Road from local business to low density residential. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution? Thanks, Councillor Beswick. Seconded, Councillor Hiscott. Councillor Beswick, would you like to speak to this?
Yes, Mayor. I think this is a fairly simple one, similar to the previous application. It's a pocket where we're reversing, I suppose, what's happening in Alice Street, where it's a commercial little bit of land adjacent to residential with no purpose. And it used to be residential, so it's actually going back to what it used to be, the place used to be residence initially. So I'm happy to support the proposal to change the zoning back to the residential area zone of that region.
Speakers.
Yes, Mayor. Well, this one is a little bit unusual insofar as at one stage it was zoned business, then it went to residential. It was residential, it went to business, and now it's going back to residential again. It's a bit irregular, isn't it, to rezone a property twice in such a short time? We're only talking 20 years. But anyway, if that's what the people want, and I have no real objection to it, I would support it.
Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. A question to the General Manager or wherever she delegates that to. On page 53, it refers to the extensive history of the site and the architectural design of the building, and due to that, Council, separate to this draft amendment process, will consult with both the owners of the land and the Tasmanian Heritage Council to determine whether an assessment should be undertaken to have the site heritage listed. But there's no mention of that, obviously, in the motion that's associated with that, because that's not what we're called on to do. I just wondered what that looks like as far as an action, and if that's something that we are endorsing as part of this activity. Or what Caroline, thinking is about that.
Or Paul. Or Caroline. You might just stand up. It might just get you to come up near the mic. Thank you.
So with that one, because it's separate to the planning scheme amendment process, it does have to be done separately, so it can't really be an action forming part of the actual scheme amendment.
Does that mean it will be returning to council for council's endorsement of that action?
It's going out. First of all, you initiate the process, and then it has to go to... It's all to the TPC... And then it goes out for consultation after that.
Understood. No, the heritage listing action is that's going to be undertaken separately than this, of course. And will that action be? Will the work around that action be coming back to council?
I'd also suggest when we're doing our heritage study that we'll have a look at that as well.
Any other speakers? Councillor Beswick, would you like to close?
Yes, Mayor. I stand corrected, but I don't believe that perhaps the original owners chose to change it from residential to the business zone. I think it might have happened. I just can't find the pertinent paragraph there that it might have got changed in one of the planning scheme alterations because of its current use. So I'm not sure whether that's correct or not, but aside to that, it was just what Councillor Van Rooyen had raised, that it was changed and then changed back. But aside from that, I'm happy to support the motion and move forward.
Motion, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.10 is a residential dwelling extensions with proximity to a rail line at 2 Hogarth Road, Sulphur Creek. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution? Please, Councillor Beswick. Seconder, please. Thanks, Councillor Viney. Councillor Beswick, would you like to speak to this?
Thank you, Mayor. Obviously, this is an application that's been... resubmitted with some modifications to a previous application. They've addressed in this application the issues they had on their southern boundary. They've fitted the house this time into what we call the building envelope, which means once you do that, it's as of right. It doesn't need any, I believe it doesn't need any shadowing diagrams because it's been built into what is the planning scheme. Therefore, I've got no hesitation in supporting this application. There is a minor triangle that is outsider, but is nowhere near where the person that put in a representation that it would affect their property at all. And just it being the train line, again, that doesn't affect anything. So I'm happy to support the motion.
Any other speakers? Councillor Viney.
Yes, I'll be supporting the motion. I do note that the representations have been adequately dealt with by the planners and I believe they don't really deal with being close to the railway line anyway, so I'm pleased to support the motion.
Speakers? Councillor Beswick, would you like to close?
I don't think there's anything else to be added, Mayor. Thank you.
Motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Against? Motion is carried. 10.11 is a residential dwelling extension variation to the building envelope, side setback standard and proximity to the railway line at 110 Main Road, Penguin. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution, please? Councillor Beswick.
I'm happy to move it, Mayor.
The seconder, please.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Councillor Van Rooyen.
What's going on with these? I don't know what's going on with these other councillors tonight. They seem to be avoiding the planning issues. Mayor, I've had a good look at the drawings for this. There's been one objector to the plans, which they've nominated that they've bought a property which isn't actually an adjoining property, because of the sea views that they had. As much as we would like when we buy a property to have a view for the rest of your life, a building can get built on a neighbouring property, which sometimes affects that if you're in a position like that. Unlike trees and things like that, which can be pruned and kept a view, a house is a little bit difficult. This is a tight block. It fits most of the criteria. It does go well into the outside the building envelope on the western boundary. But I think even still recognising the objection, there will be still, I think, a little bit of view through the carport, as is noted in the planner's report. So I'm happy to move that this be approved for planning.
Any other speakers? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. And whilst I have no planning grounds to not support this motion, I will be supporting it. I have sympathy for the adjoining property owners. But not only that, I'm very familiar with that property, being around there when it was built. And it has a lovely aspect. And of course, what we are seeing is that that want to build almost boundary to boundary, wall to wall across the sea view and the vista of the coastline, which, you know, it's a poison chalice, isn't it? Living in a beautiful part of the world as we do, and people want to make the most of that for their own personal gain. So, it would be nice if that vista hadn't been interrupted for others, but. As there's no planning grounds to refuse it, I will be supporting the motion.
Any other speakers?
Mayor,
Councillor Carpenter.
Mayor, I concur with Councillor Fuller's comments there, and it sort of often makes you think, as time goes by, I suppose, as we say in the planning scheme changes, and we are allowed basically to build boundary to boundary, and I know this fits most of the planning grounds, and there's no way we can refuse it to a certain degree, but when we have a beautiful vista like we do along Central Coast, this could be an opportunity to find some land somewhere and allow certain size blocks for certain people that want to live that. And I think we could use this as an example that people still want to live in a block, look at the view, but still want width either side of their eaves of their house and maintain that view. And the value of our land and our houses for future generations could rise and could make our municipality very, very rich in house value.
Speakers? Councillor Beswick, would you like to close?
Yeah, just in closing, Mayor, I take on board the other councillors' points. This has been probably a difficult site. It's been split off from another property, which has compromised the owners of this where this project is going to happen. I take on board the views and so forth. I think we've got a magnificent coastline and it is one of our biggest assets, but that's where a lot of people fight ribbon development, but that's where the asset is in our region. You know, it's great to see land like out at West Ulverston, the Barry Hills subdivided recently, which is close to the coast. We've got subdivisions being divided up, getting out past Goat Island and so forth as well. But I agree, it's very difficult. I learned a long time ago, if you want to have the view for the rest of the time, you've got to buy the front block. And people accept that, or they should accept that, and not necessarily expect that they may lose it, but know in the back of their mind that it is possible. But as Councillor Carpenter said, it's a shame that somebody's going to miss out, and Councillor Fuller mentioned that as well. But I don't think we've got any option but support the motion.
Motion, all those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. Thank you. Move on to 10.12, Infrastructure Services, the naming of a new road within a private subdivision off White Hills Road. Would somebody like to move the suggested resolution? Thanks, Councillor Viney. Seconded Councillor Fuller. Councillor Viney, would you like to speak to this one?
Yes. I think I've got my tongue around it. I'm happy to recommend, well, put forward that the name Lily Lane to be assigned to the new roadway off Whitehills Road, Penguin, and that the council notify Place Names Tasmania of the assignment, and also the non-cultural board. How'd I go?
There's actually no need to say that, Councillor Viney, because it's now the Place Names Advisory Panel.
I know, but it's still mentioned earlier on in the detail.
It's one for David Dry.
Yes. I do note that there'd be no confusion with any other street names around the municipality, and hopefully not within Tasmania.
Speakers. All right. Would you like to close, Councillor Viney?
No, Mayor.
Motion. All those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. And 1013 is the naming of a new road within a private subdivision off Herps Road. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconded, Councillor Diprose. Councillor Hiscott.
Try to pronounce it because I know how bad I'll get it wrong. So, yes, looked like there was a few options for this one, but a lot of them taken around the state. And I think the final outcome that's been presented is gives enough precedence to where it is and the reasons for it being there. And I would support that naming of them as presented.
Any other speakers? No, didn't want to close. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. Move on to 1014, the tenders for resealing of urban and rural roads. Have somebody suggest... Thank you, Caroline, for coming in. Somebody like to move the suggested resolution?
Yes,
thanks. Oh, Councillor Fuller. Councillor Van Ruin, second. Councillor Fuller, would you like to speak to this?
Thank you, Mayor. Just briefly to say that pleased to receive a competitive tender there, and again seeing the benefit of previous developments in Central Coast that have allowed for a competitive pricing from Harding's Hot Mix, and pleased to receive that local tender.
Any other speakers? Councillor Hiscott.
Yeah. Just a question related to this, but I might ask it in closed. Is that something I could do?
You can ask a question, but yes. Okay.
Other than that, happy to... happy that that the local company Hardings has got this and got a tender price that's underneath the expected, so very good.
Any other speakers? Councillor Fuller, did you want to close?
Thank you, Mayor.
Right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 1015 is organisational services. There's no matters there to address. And we come to the closure of the meeting to the public. Thank you.